Good morning, 97.9 WSBT. This is Rick and April. Who's calling?
Boone from Hatley. Been listening to you guys on the radio for the last couple weeks and everything, and it's been very exciting. I decided to go. I've never been to an open, and I had such a phenomenal time, you couldn't even believe it. Got to stay by Steve Stricker and Jerry and watch him tee off on first right away. I was probably 20 feet away, and then traveled with him all the way through the course. All the excitement there. You can't believe how accurate these guys are. Wow. Just a phenomenal time. Phenomenally run event. The finish at 18 was one for the books. It was like watching Caddyshack when Stricker dropped his in.
Nice.
I know.
And the whole crowd just went ballistic. That was sweet. And then with Jerry kind of hugging Steve and Steve's wife and everything, and then walking, that was just the greatest finish in sports I've seen in many, many years. That was really something. And a lot of the people just praying to God that the PGA brings back up more events like this here. The people around the area were talking about it. I mean, the course was pristine. Could not have been better. I sure hope they bring this back.
It was beyond golf. It was just like a gathering of friends and new friends that you meet along the way. You could turn to your right or left and say, where are you from? I'm from Minocqua. Great to meet you. Are you having a good time? Yep. Absolutely.
I met people there from Waupaca, and then I had people alongside of me that were talking in a foreign language. Sat on the 18th and almost got hit by a ball from Mertz. When he hit up to the green on 18, I was sitting there by my chair, and the guy next to me had his arms up, and all of a sudden he ducked, and here come the ball, and it stopped about 6 feet from me. So I got to be a couple feet away from Mertz when he chipped onto the green, so that was pretty cool.
Padraig Harrington, who was playing in this tournament, he was out on the driving range just pounding drivers. And everybody could hear when he was hitting the ball because the ball was just absolutely exploding off his club head. He hit a spectator, walked up to them, and normally what they do is they'll sign a glove or sign a golf ball and give it to him. But this ball hit this guy, might have been in the shoulders of the head, and he said, oh, you deserve so much more. So he pulled a wad of $50 bills out and gave him a wad of $50 bills and said, I am so sorry.
Looking to profit from this.
Now you're thinking I should have stepped forward five feet.
Yeah, well, now you got me thinking.
Well,
maybe next time.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we're glad you had such a good time and glad that you could come out and glad that we could keep all our listeners informed on what was going on.
I love the reports in the morning and listen to the interviews and everything like that. It was just phenomenal. And when I was walking through there, all of a sudden guys walking past me, I look, oh my gosh, that's Joe Podolsky, right past me, that was pretty cool, because my dad had been in the Muskie Club many years ago, Bill's Muskie Club, with his dad, so I know that guy, so my dad kind of follows him a little bit with the hockey thing.
Joe's dad, Mike, yeah, they're all great fishermen. The USGA told us they actually don't seek out places to go, but places will contact them and invite them to come, and that's how the process starts, so we're certainly hoping that Century, and I think they will, reach out again and say, what's next?
Well, I overheard right after I got there, up behind the first tee box, and I overheard a guy from NBC was saying that he had talked to all of the players. He said there was not one single player that said they wanted the PGA to bring it back because it's such a challenging course.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for listening. Thanks very much for sharing. It was great. And keep listening.
Okay, thanks.
I think that's Dave from Hatley and just enjoyed the whole event.
Yeah, sounds like
thank
he had a good
you.
Time.
If you would like to share some thoughts, give us a call, 800-801-9778.
Muzzy in the Morning with Rick and April, 97.9 WSBT. Ooh.